The entire field of music has been going through profound changes in recent years. More and more music is being created not by playing physical instruments, but by cutting and pasting digital samples of performances long ago. Still, Patrick Dunnigan, one of two music directors and conductors for the Tallahassee Winds, insists there is just no substitute for the traditional way of doing things.
When you're sitting in a concert hall and lots of people are playing acoustic instruments and you can feel that resonance from your seat, it's not the same as electronic music coming through a speaker. It's not the same kind of thing. And I think there were, at least for the foreseeable future, there will continue to be a market for that. People want to experience music live.
But keeping that live music performance tradition alive, says the Winds' other music director and conductor, David Plack, depends on having an ongoing parade of players.
In Tallahassee Winds, you know, we have musicians ranging from 21 to up into their 70s. And the key to that long-term future, of course, are having younger musicians that still want to scratch that itch. And we seem to see that. And I think our job as educators, whether it be at the high school level or the collegiate level, is to instill a desire to want to play as lifelong musicians.
Dunnigan says there's an important factor that helps make the Tallahassee Wind such a vibrant force with local audiences.
It's a free concert open to the public, and we're proud of that. Wasn't always that for us. We've gravitated to that model here in the last couple of seasons, just in an effort to further promote live music in Tallahassee.
On top of which, adds Plack, there's that unmatched experience of a live performance that always carries with it the possibility of surprise.
Every CD, even the Chicago Symphony, has countless number of edits.
Thousands.
And so, you know, there's an element of danger to it. You can't know what to expect in a live performance of any kind.
Although both directors say the big draw is having outstanding musical selections that the audience can relate to. And this concert lineup, says Dunnigan, is no exception.
A short suite of music from Leonard Bernstein's Candide, which is, in my opinion, his best stage work, doesn't always get the number of performances it should get or the respect it deserves, but some wonderful, wonderful music.
After that, the Winds will dive back in time a ways.
Doing Egmont Overture by Beethoven, a traditional Norwegian march, and a very fascinating piece. Dr. Plack will be conducting a very fascinating Japanese piece.
A piece which Plack says recalls a Cold War tragedy, which resulted from the largest thermonuclear bomb test ever conducted by the United States.
It's called Eternal Memoir, Saga of the Lucky Dragon. It's a Japanese composer. It basically is in memory of a Japanese fishing boat back during the atomic testing in the Bikini Atoll that unknowingly wandered into those waters during the testing, and the crew was, you know, of course, lost.
The Tallahassee Winds on the stage of Florida State University's Opperman Music Hall this coming Tuesday, November 21st at 7:30. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.